Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba.
Where every week we talk about real estate and finance. Mm-hmm. Doesn't that sound exciting?
It does to me, but that's because that's my life. That's I love right. it.
Well, everybody.
I enjoy it. I try and get other people excited about it.
Well, we, you know, it's funny though, because if you're ever in a gathering of things, people say, well, what do you do for a living? And me, I say, you know, I'm a
Mortgages.
Shepherd.
You're a shepherd.
I shepherd people through the, you know.
Smacking people with your staff. Is that what you're saying?
Through the dangers. Here, follow me. I'll get you through this mortgage process. No. No, it's everybody always.
Yeah, what they don't see is that staff on the other side with the underwriters and everyone else. It is right. smacking you know, people along. Where's the appraiser? Smack.
Exactly. That's right.
What do you mean we have another condition?
I have a cartoon in my office, and it's a bunch of people sitting in a canoe, and it's like, and so they're like, appraiser ready, escrow ready, loan officer ready, underwriter ready, realtor ready, and then everybody goes, okay, close, and then everybody starts beating each other on the head with their with their oars.
With their paddles. I can totally see that. Let's hope that's not what happens at Seafair this weekend.
Hopefully not.
Well, speaking of your bank and Seafair, though, mm-hmm. they do have a connection.
Absolutely. The U1, the Miss Home Street.
Yes.
And, in a previous, it's actually the Miss Madison. Miss Madison, Wisconsin is the original name of the boat.
Okay.
For years, it was the Oh Boy Oberto.
Yeah.
And this year, it's you know, there was a change there, and now it's the Miss Home Street. It's painted
beautiful. So it's gone from being associated to sausage to
Miss Home Street. Maybe we should put that on
the blog.
Got some beautiful photos of it.
Yeah.
It's a big, bright bird's egg blue. So get out there.
Just like most of the shirts you wear, like the one you have on today.
I know. What can I say?
Do you try and color coordinate with your bank?
No, I'm a spring. It matches my eyes. So
you're just not a spring chicken. Okay.
That's right.
But neither am I. So there you go.
That's right. So yeah, go out there and watch the races this weekend.
Well, I'm excited. So we did get our boat.
Yeah.
We finally got a boat. But the funny part is my husband only just got to start driving back today because his truck broke
right.
down
so,
10 miles from the boatyard.
So you couldn't just buy a boat locally. He had to find a boat.
No, he got a screaming deal from this place in Pennsylvania.
Erie, Pennsylvania.
And the thing is, we like to joke because it's from RCR Yachts.
Uh-huh.
So we got the smallest boat.
But it is a
on
yacht.
The lot.
No, you can say
but
the
it's
yacht.
From a yacht. There yes, it's from a yacht sales place.
Wow, fun.
I don't even
fun.
Know what you call them. You can tell because I'm like, it's from a yacht sales place.
I think we're still one of the top boat owning, you know.
Oh, I'm sure we are because you can boat year round here practically.
Somebody asked me once, how many boats do you own? And I'm like, I had to kind of think about it for a minute, you know, if I count, you know, little tin boats.
Oh,
and
like little dinghies and all that kind of thing. Yeah,
that kind
you're
of
you're
stuff.
One that leaks like a sieve. Yeah. Well,
what do you mean one? They all do. No. No.
Oh, great.
I got them
well,
all
now
fixed.
I'm glad we have our own so we don't have to go on yours anymore.
I got them all
I had
fixed.
To ask enough times to go on your boat that we finally just bought our own.
There you Hey, I've taken you out of my boat.
Twice in 13 years.
Taught you guys how to shrimp.
You did. So, and that will be very useful information as we go out on our own.
There you go. That's right.
We'll invite you on our boat.
Yeah.
How's that?
Yeah.
You'll have to do less work, which I think you'll enjoy. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I'll go if I can drive. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'll let you and James duke it out
I'll show
for
you,
that one.
I'll show you my secret GPS spots for
Oh, well, he'll be all about letting you do that.
And, you know, I got the honey holes for salmon,
there
for
you
halibut,
go.
You name it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's look for a honey hole in pricing,
speaking of,
shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about Ballard and the fact that right now the Ballard to Crown Hill to Greenwood, you know, all in that area that's basically – west of I-5 over to the water and north of Ship Canal up to 145th. Price points are up there at 650, 158 is the average sale price. But on Queen Anne is last year was at 777, 197 as their average sale price. And it has bumped up to 807,245 in a year.
Wow.
And
wow.
The number of counts of units is down also, and their average on-market timeline is 21 days. So still less than a month.
Yeah, interesting.
Right? Yeah, very tight.
So Ballard, year over year, is up $63,000. Mm-hmm. Queen Anne is up only about $30,000.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think part of that is, one, you've got fewer properties to deal with, for one. Because, here's a difference. Year-to-date sales in the 705 area, we call it in the MLS, is over 1,300 units, 1,313. Okay. It's only 573 in Queen Anne.
So light.
Yeah, it's a much smaller geographic area.
Yep.
And that area 700 actually even incorporates Magnolia.
All right.
Yeah. It's two basically hills that are there, right?
Yep.
Now, let's compare that, because, I mean, we're all sitting here going, woof. Okay, yeah. I would expect
Ballard,
that to be high.
Ballard, you say oof-da.
Oh, yeah, oof-da, yes. You got it. But let's compare that to Bellevue.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to brace myself here.
Yeah, definitely brace yourself. Now, their average time on market has gone down from last year. It was 54 days last year, and it's down to 29.
Sure.
And here's the fun part. Last year, it had now this is one specific area. So Area 520 does tend to be the most expensive area, but 1,484,758 was their average in June of 2015.
Okay.
This year is 1,700,413.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So
pretty amazing, right?
Wow. So we're up about $215,000 in Bellevue in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
significant.
$215,000 would buy you a nice used Bentley. Just saying.
I'll trust you on that. I haven't shopped for them lately, but okay. For that much, I could have gotten a whole fleet of boats.
There you
know?
Go.
I could have gotten, for what we paid for that. But we're going to give a contrast. Now we're going to look at where some of those slightly more affordable areas. Because another hot market area is West Seattle.
Sure.
So Area 140. Last year, days on market was 21 days. It's down to 19
right now.
So pretty close. About the same. Still a hot market there. And they had last year, $488,038 was their average sale price in June.
Okay.
This year, it's gone to $568,825.
Wow.
And again, this is combining houses and condos. So this is significant.
So almost $81,000 higher. So ding, ding, ding. West Seattle actually wins.
It's cranking.
Well,
it's cranking.
From Bellevue, of course, $200,000.
Right. Yeah.
That's like crazy talk. But holy cow.
Yeah, there's some big stuff going on. Now, Renton. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, with West Seattle, I know that market pretty well. And is there any inventory coming on in West Seattle? Because there's been
It's real tight. It's super, super tight. Because a lot of, even on the condo side of things, there's not much, because most of the stuff being built over there, even though you see cranes, it's mostly for rent.
Yeah, that's right.
There's nothing for sale.
Yep.
So I want to get a couple more because we're almost done with the show today.
Yeah.
So Renton Highlands.
Yep.
So Renton has a couple of areas, but this is Area 350. And market time last year was 41 days on market. This year, June, was 19 days.
Wow. Really heated up.
Yeah. Really heated up down there. Average sale price last year was $416,309.
Okay.
And for this year, it's $489,373.
Wow.
So another nice bump up. Renton, Renton's definitely starting to crank it up, and a lot more companies are moving down in that area and some new development going on. We see more developers putting their money there, too. To give you another comparison, in Kent, going a little further south. They were at 37 days on market, down to 30. So they're starting to get into that 1 month range that we've been seeing in a lot of areas. And their average sale price last year was $305,513.
Mm-hmm.
And they're at $339,697 right now. So if you're looking for more affordability, definitely the further out you go, in most cases, you're going to find it. I've got some numbers for Auburn and other areas as well. If people are interested and they want to know specific to their market area, I cover three counties, so I can pull stats on anything. If people want to see this, send us a tweet at Team Reba. Eric is my banker. Either way, send us a Facebook post, a message, any kind of thing that you want to do on our Team Reba Facebook page, or write me at info@teamreba.com.
Sure.
But we want to thank everyone for being with us today. Send us your questions.
call us if you have questions or tweet us, info@teamreba.com for our class September 17th.
See you next week.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.